If you are a medical sales representative, you are in the right place. Hello, my friend. This is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. It is either the end of the year, if you are listening to this in a timely fashion, or it is the beginning of the next year, or it could be any time during the year. Now, here's the point. What I'm going to talk about today is going to be relevant whenever you're listening to this. But since it is right around the new year, there is a lot of interest in getting things going in a productive way in the territory. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I hope whatever you did in the previous year, it was productive for you. It's paid off. You've made a huge impact in your territory, a dent in the universe, as they like to say. But oftentimes when a new year is starting, or even during the year, or this could happen at any time, because most medical reps sell by habit. In other words, a lot of times they say, you know, I got to switch up what I'm doing. I've got to change things. But that's a very, very difficult thing to do, only from the perspective is that they don't know what to do differently. Well, let me ask you this. Does it ever feel this way when you're in the territory? Does it feel like you're always on, like you don't have a chance to think about doing things differently because you just always got to keep running around? You got to follow up with the same customers. There are sales that have just been hanging in the balance for months, maybe years, but nothing's moved, nothing's changed. And instead of things accelerating like you would like in the territory, it feels like things are slowing down. In fact, it feels like nothing is working. Kind of feels like your hard drive is crashing. If you've ever had that experience on your computer, not a fun feeling. You just want to get things working again. You know that feeling like where it the screen freezes? You're working on your PC or on your Mac or on your laptop, and the screen freezes, and you can't get it unstuck. That's, for a lot of reps, what it feels like in their territories. Well, what do you do when that happens on your computer? Very simple. This is like a no-brainer. It's computer 101. You reboot it. In other words, control alternate delete, or whatever the sequence is for your device. You want to wipe the system clean and start fresh. This is how many medical reps like to look at the territory around the new year, but maybe it's time for a reboot for you in the territory. So, okay, I hear what you're saying. You're probably asking, or you should be asking if you're not asking, how do you reboot the territory? Because probably if you look out into your territory, there's no control alternate delete. So let's talk about that. First, you want to make sure to close everything out that is possible to close out, whether it's from the previous year or even years down the line. I can't tell you how many reps they'll tell me about a sale that's in progress, and I'll say, well, how long has it been in progress? And they'll say, well, it's been in progress since 2011. So I guess right now that's about 7 years. Has it closed? No. Has it moved forward? No. So what makes you think it's in progress? Here's the thing. You don't want to just let this go on forever. Think of sales that are in progress or that you've opened. Think of them like programs on your computer that you've left running, and it's time to close them out. So let me ask you this. Are there sales that you initiated in 2017? Or even before that, if they're still in the works in your mind, here's the way I want you to approach this. Whatever time of year it is a great time, number one, to take inventory of them. So take a look. What sales would you consider to be open in process that you expect to either close or follow up on at some point in the future, hopefully in the near future? So here's what you want to do. You want to try to update this situation. You want to update these sales. You want to get prospects to take the next step, whatever that might be, and make no mistake, wherever you are in the sales process, there is a next step that can be taken. So here's what you're going to do. And by the way, open sales are not a bad thing. In fact, they can be a very nice thing to have if there's a chance of them closing. But too many of them are just dead files and spam that are slowing you down. Okay, so now is the time to contact customers and prospects and follow up on these opportunities to see if they truly are opportunities or not. And there are only three outcomes. When you do this, there's only three outcomes that you're going to accept. Here it is. Number one, they buy. Of course, that's what you want. That's one of the three outcomes. Number two, they commit to buying at a later date, and they commit to a follow-up date with you to make that happen. And number three, and you don't like this one, but trust me, it's a good option. They give you a final no. Now, we know on the computer, this is your control alternate delete. Or if it happens on your iPhone or your Android, you could turn off the phone and turn it back on again. And what it does is it restores normal operation. So how does it work for you in the territory? What you're going to do is you're going to contact your customers and prospects to follow up. Now, please don't do what most medical reps do when they follow up. And that is to say, hello, Dr. Smith. We talked about our XYZ widget, and I just want to follow up on that with you. You know, we discussed it last February. Now, the customer might remember the product that you showed him, but chances are they're clueless as to why you ever even thought they were interested. So your job is to take them back to their point of greatest excitement. Now, hopefully, there was some level of excitement that you were able to perceive, which has led you to believe that this sale is still alive. Because if there isn't, then, you know, what are you doing? But you want to take them back to that level of excitement. And ideally, you want to surpass it. So your first goal is to identify or create need, confirm that need, and then position or reposition your product or service so that it's a perfect fit. Once you've done that, then you go for the trial close. You've heard me talk about trial closes before. Doctor, is this something you could see in your practice? Or depending on the situation, a better question might be, is this something you could see in your department? Or maybe, is this something that will benefit you and your patients? If you get a positive response, ask them to take the next logical step. Or even better yet, ask them to tell you what they think that next logical step is. You see, there's no bad here, folks. They're either going to move forward or they're not going to move forward. You want to know what their intentions are. Now, if they tell you they'll keep it in mind, which is probably what they told you the first time, which has given you hope and, you know, allowed you to just lollygag with this thing over the months and years, if they tell you to keep it in mind, that they'll keep it in mind, you have two choices. You can wuss out and let your operating system, to use that metaphor again, get all boogered up with corrupt programs and just go into that endless loop that frustrates the hell out of you, or you can go for the no. Now, this might seem hard, but trust me, it is going to feel good. Not as good as if you get the sale, but it's going to feel good that you've gotten it off your plate, out of the system, because this clears the decks. It opens up your mind and your day, and it just refreshes you to go out there and do more selling on people who may actually buy. So it would sound something like this. Dr. Smith, if you have a sincere interest in moving forward at some point with this, I'd love to help you when the time is right. But if it's not for you, I fully understand and respect that. If you have an interest, when and how would you like me to follow up with you? In other words, what's the next step? And doctor, if there is no interest, no problem. Just let me know, and I'll find other ways to serve you in the future. So let me ask you, is there a true interest with this product? Now, this is going to give you a chance to find out really what the customer's intentions are. And notice what it's saying is, hey, I'm not angry. I'm not going to dump you. You're never going to see me again. What it's saying is, if this isn't for you, that's cool. You're the professional. I respect that. Let me know. I'll find other ways to serve you in the future. Now, getting a sale off your plate that's never going to happen is going to do good things for you. What it's going to do is it's going to give you a chance to clean up those corrupt files and clear your desktop. You will have rebooted. But here's another point I want you to consider. It's a new year. Or if it's not a new year, it's a time when you can shift gears and start fresh, or it'll feel like you're starting fresh and you can start making progress. You can not only start with an updated operating system that has been purged of useless files, you can maintain it all year long. You never have to be in this situation again. So wherever you are in the year, whether it's the new year or later in the year, why not ask prospects at every sales call how you should or whether you should follow up with them? Just as rebooting your computer makes it run more efficiently, it will allow you to sell more efficiently by only focusing on sales opportunities that are real and not putting faith in maybes that might never close. Look, if you're satisfied with the progress you've made over the last year, then just keep doing what you're doing. But if not, you might want to consider doing some things differently. This is someplace I might be able to help you. As I hope you're aware, I created something called Medical Sales Academy, and this is my shameless plug. You know, I give you content, but I have to, again, make the offer to you because it's the right thing to do because I know this can help you if you need help. It is the right thing. Medical Sales Academy is my online training and support membership site for medical sales professional. You have the opportunity to learn the sales approach of the top 1% of medical reps and engage your customers at a deeper level and garner commitment like never before. There's no risk for you to try it because it comes with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Check it out. Go to medicalsalesacademy.com. I open enrollment periodically throughout the year. You can check on the site whether or not enrollment is open right now. And if it's not open, you could sign up to get an email when it is. So, as I close out 2017, I want to thank you for being a part of this community of medical sales representatives who want to optimize their skills so they can sell more and have more of an impact on healthcare professionals and the patients they serve. Bless you for doing what you do. You make a difference. What you do is important. Healthcare can't function without you. It is time to reboot your territory for 2018 and beyond and kick some major butt. I'm going to be here to help you. For Sales Pilot Medical Sales Performance and Medical Sales Academy and the Medical Sales Guru podcast, and you could also check out the Medical Sales channel on YouTube, this is Mace Haroff wishing you a wonderful year, now and forever. Keep doing great things. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.